So I'm going to record this while I'm picking up somebody. 7-minute ride. If you look at the Dr. Fauci's and the Bill Gates and all these leaders that are over time proven to be contradictory in their statements and behavior, and then you compare that fractal to local leaders and local, I mean, it could even be a preacher who says faith alone, but then wants you to work yourself to death. Now, what is the common denominator of these leaders that want to have the image that's really not even an image? It's a fake. They want that image that we can see through. It's a fake image. What's the common denominator? The common denominator is the flying monkey syndrome. There's a lot of flying monkeys that they can give a job to, that they can give attention to, that they can... And so all these flying monkeys prop up this wicked witch of the West, which are these leaders that are promoting lies. And as these leaders promote these lies that everybody believes, if you notice, what happens is once the lie starts to become revealed more and more, they become more draconian. They want to shut you up and shut you down and zip your lip. And so that's the whole system. So what I'm saying is, no matter what system you're in, that's the way it works. So the system itself is a fallen system based on man. Man makes some kind of system. If you look at the movie Tron 2, at the very end, the creator of Tron's told his creation that there's no perfect system. He said, but you told me to make a perfect system. I know, but I was wrong. He said, but it's a perfect system. He said, no. And he ended up having to destroy the whole system. There's no perfect system that man can make. This is why the economy reboots every so often. This is why the technology, the bankruptcy, there's bankruptcies, and what, every 7 years it clears up? Why does it reboot every 7 years? If you're bankrupt, it goes away. What about these people who kill somebody and then they get out after 20 years? The system reboots all the time because it's a downcasted system. It's a man-made system. It's encoded in all the movies. It's encoded in all the writings, all the songs. You can see it in your own life. You can see it in marriages that are breaking up. You can see it in people cheating, people lying, people breaking the law. You can see it in the drug addicts and all that. You can see it everywhere. And if you can't see it, you're blind as a bat. The system crashes and burns.
In 1 mile, make a left turn on Deep River Road.
And if you put all your eggs in a system that's going to crash and burn, you're a fool. If you put your trust in mankind or some kind of system or some kind of job or some kind of person or chariot or horse or anything in the natural, if you put your faith in anything in the natural, you're going to be let down. Some kind of ideology that, you know, a sad guru throws at you, or some kind of ideology that some yoga teacher tries to get you, or some scientist, some kind of theology or Scientology or some kind of science that some scientist tries to tell you to believe, you're going to be let down because they don't know.
In 1/4 mile, make a left turn on Deep River Road using the upcoming left lane.
The answers are in that Bible. And the answers are really in front of you, actually built into your core nature. You can just look at your own heart and your mind and the process.
Using the left lane, make a left turn on Deep River Road.
The process that you've went through, the transformation process that you have went through, and you can actually look out in front of you. This is how you know. So you, let's say you have a child. You already know that the child thinks they're getting over on you, but they're not. You see through them. The only reason you wouldn't is, you know, what's that saying, love blind, you know? Because you see a lot of children, they're doing some wrong stuff, but they've tricked the parent. And the parent says, I couldn't be my child. The child goes to school and acts up and becomes a bully. But at home, the parent says, that can't be my child, because they're in delusion. They want to believe that fake world, that fake reality, that their child is the greatest, that their family's the greatest, that they want to believe the fake reality. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like they want the system. In other words, each unit inside the system wants you to believe how great they are. And they want flying monkeys. So they're going to prop up that evil child or that evil spouse or that evil mother or mother-in-law or who or evil boss or whatever, because they prop up an evil system. It's evil. And so they're propped up because it's an advantage to somebody else. So all the flying monkeys under the Dr. Fake, all the flying monkeys all under the computer man gatekeeper, all the flying monkeys are just a mirror image of what's going on in a micro level. The micro and the macro, it's all connected. A little bird gets under the wing of a tree, you know. The tree's got this shade.
In 1 mile, make a right, turn on Greensboro Road.
The little bird gets under that umbrella of that tree. The tree don't even know the little bird's there. The tree doesn't even care about that bird. But the bird makes a little nest inside the tree. That tree don't care about that bird. It's just there. Dr. Fake don't care about you. He just wants his standing, his power, his position. That preacher don't care about you, who tells you it's faith alone and then tells you it's a works. He contradicted himself. He don't care about you. He just wants to prop up his little position so he don't have to work a job. It's faith alone. But you got to do something. I thought you said it's faith alone.
In a quarter mile, make a right, turn on Greensboro Road, using the upcoming right lane.
I got to do something to be right with God. I said it's faith alone, but you also said you got to do something. When did I say that? You said you better not miss a day of church or you're not right with God. You better not go to that movie or you're not right with God.
Using the right lane, make a right, turn on Greensboro Road, and then merge left 1 lane.
You better not study under Louis Farrakhan just to see what he believes or you're not right with God. You're contradicting yourself, man. And the preacher says, how am I contradicting myself? So he's brainwashed himself.
Using the left lane, keep right onto East Lexington Avenue.
He's brainwashed himself to not even see his own contradiction. So
using the left lane, make a left turn on Montlieu Avenue, then make a left turn on Gordon Street.
These narcissistic leaders who are being propped up by flying monkeys eventually become so narcissistic they think they're God, even though They're contradicting themselves, and they think they're right, and they can't even see their own insanity because they've been propped up in their pride and their ego. People build them up like they're something, and they're nothing.
Using the left lane, make a left turn on Gordon Street.
My point is, you'd be better off not ever having a place, a position of power if you're only going to let flying monkeys in.
In a half mile, make a left turn on Wendell Avenue.
If you can't handle rebuke and reproof and exhortation, no matter what position you're in, there's a problem. That's one reason. When I was young, I saw a bunch of family members trying to run their own business, but they never succeeded.
And in a quarter mile, make a left turn on Wendell Avenue.
I started putting all the puzzle pieces together. They hated authority. The only reason they were doing their own business, they hate authority. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna go to college, I'm gonna get a job and submit to authority. I haven't always had good authority. I've had mostly bad authority, bad examples. But you sacrifice.
Make a left turn on Wendell Avenue.
God can be your authority even if you've got a bad authority, and God will make it right. If you have a bad authority and you submit to God in that situation.
Pick up Nathaniel.
Could be a wife married to some husband. It could be an employee in a job. If you trust God, then what's going to happen?
Pick up Nathaniel.
God's your authority, and it's going to work out. He's going to make it work out.